Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hi you guys. Hi. You know what? My voice is raspy, but you are at the right place at the right time. This is Dr. Capitino coming to you from the new name show, Global Vision for Living Today. I'm going to say that again now. Global Vision for Living Today. I know most of you love that name. It's been the Dr. Capitino show for about 5 years. But because the world is on an ever-changing axis and people are still saying, oh, what must I do to get out of my misery? What must I do to become great? What must I do to really make a splash out there in the world and cause people to say, yay, 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 hey, I can be that too. I can do that too. Well, the Global Vision for Living Today is a show that's tuned just to do that. And while we have, oh my God, so many now tuning in from even earlier last year, we're very happy. And as you know, we have always on standby Dr. Colonel William Reverend Harrison. You know, I got a lot of titles too, but he has quite a bit. But, and I call him Colonel Harrison. Colonel Harrison has been on the show for so many months, and I know you guys love him. You know, I love him too. And we have so many that are saying, you know what he has to say is worthy. And of course, Dr. Capitino, ooh, you're off the hook. You too have something powerful to say. But today's topic is your last chance. I know many of you have heard that from, you know, old cowboy and Indian movie shows, your last chance. You have even heard biblical references to prophets going to and fro saying, you know, this is your last chance. You know, you better heed these words. But your last chance to make it right, get it right. Pray for it to be right. Pray for everything that you ever needed or wanted to come true because, hey, we're living really in some perilous times. But on the show this morning, you're going to hear 10 ways that you need to know about so that you can learn how to live and survive anything in your path that might hinder you from walking in a way to sustain your life goals. You're going to hear this morning how to become a blessing and not a curse to those who need you the most and who stand to really imitate who you portray in life for all good. I don't care if you're sleeping in your bed, you're being watched. I don't care if you're walking in a back alley 2 a.m. in the morning. You are being watched. I don't care if you're standing in a bank line and it appears you got zero in the bank. You are being watched. So because of that fact, people need to really realize that, you know, if the world is not what they think it to be, if the world is not what they want it to be, if the world doesn't hold out anything for them, so they think, to become a person of greatness. Hang on, because right now you're going to hear 10 ways that you need to hear so that you can survive anything in your path. Colonel Harrison, I think I'm hearing a lot of clicks now. Are you with us at this time?
Good morning, Dr. Capitino, listening audience. Yes, I am with you, and like the new radio show name, Global Vision, we're living today. Yes, I am, and excited to be with you. Thanks for the invite again.
Well, we're excited to have you on the show because this is your last chance. It's my last chance to really get it right if our living is wrong, to really get it right if we're not really helping people that we should, to really take time to survey your land in your life. This is your last chance. People might say, oh, well, I'm 17, I'm 24, I'm 35. Life is not promised to you. And I don't have to go into the last week's events. You can be 41, you can be 13, you can be 82 years old. It doesn't matter. Unforeseen occurrences are roaming to and fro. And I was talking to some religious people at my home base, and I just happened to bring up Kobe Bryant, and we're not really going to use him today, but I do want to say I brought him up, and what happened? I asked this religious person from a very well-known religious group. I said, you know, I'm going to stop you for a moment, because they was going from scripture to scripture. They know that Bible. You know, they don't say anything and they can't back it up. But I said, what do you think about Kobe Bryant? You know, some are saying God took him away. And she refuted that. She says, oh, you know, I loved him too, but, you know, let me find the scripture that shows unforeseen occurrences happen. And it doesn't mean any one person over another is earmarked for death. And then she went on to say what I had said earlier in a bulletin post, that God, in his infinite wisdom, has sent his son. So we can't blame God for death, because his son said that Satan is the author of death. But I want to give Colonel Harrison an opportunity to jump in here, because I'm sure he has more than 10 ways to give us wisdom on how we should be living, because we don't know if this is our last chance or not. But in the world we live in, you can almost say, you don't know what's going to happen when you open your eyes up, if you're able to do it. Colonel Harrison, what do you think people should think about when they hear those words, your last chance?
When they hear the words last chance, Doc, that means the last opportunity to get our lives in order, to perfect our lives, to prepare our lives, and if not, to examine our lives. And when we get to the 10 ways, I have some thoughts in regards to that. Last chance means last opportunity, whatever it may be. Last opportunity to get my house in order. Last opportunity to get my finances right. Last opportunity to get my life right. Last opportunity to make an important business decision. Last opportunity to make an important spiritual decision. And last opportunity, the last chance means last opportunity to get one's life in order.
Well, you know, a lot of people might refute that. You know, I got money in the bank. You know, I'm living good. I got a pool in my backyard. I got a nice home. And I sleep under about 12 blankets. I mean, I just said something. I mean, what if they feel like that? What if they feel, hey, I got it all. I made it all. You know, I'm gorgeous. You know, I got a dynamite spouse. I mean, hey, I got it all. Why would someone feel that way?
Whether one is rich or poor, high or low, the wealth or material possessions that they might have presently will not have always. Every one born of a woman will go by way of the grave. The rich, the poor, the high, the low. Enjoy it now, bask in it now, but they will not have it always. So my position is the last chance, is the last chance to prepare myself for a life beyond what I believe is a life to come. I believe there's an eternal life. So I just don't look at the things of present. I look at the things in the future that's to come. And sometimes we miss opportunity of preparing ourselves, and we have obstacles in our lives because we only think of present day, present life, present this, present. We have to prepare for that to come. And a lot of people don't believe it, and that's their right. But one day, they will believe when things meet them face to face.
Wow, that's powerful. Well, you know what? Now, we just mentioned 10 ways, but, you know, we know there's hundreds of ways and things that people need to know how to live and survive. People are scared to open their curtains up during the daytime. People are afraid to walk down the street during day. People certainly are afraid to go out at night, and there's a whole segment saying, you just forget night. I don't even look out of my blinds after dark. So that tells me that the element of fear has engulfed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, not just because of what they hear and see, but what they know that's going on even in their own household. So what are some of the ways that people and we could do the countdown 1 to 10, you know, if you like. But what are some of the ways that people can start checking themselves, checking their lives, so that they can survive what they fear. It's a lot of fear that's engulfed the earth. What can people do now so that they can survive and even think about being happy and living a good life while sustaining their goals?
These are the 10 ways that I recommend all consider. The first one, in order of priority, is to seek a higher power. The second, identify your gift or your skill set, that which you do best.
Okay.
Number three.
You said number one, seek a higher power. How can a person seek a higher power? And do you have a name for the higher power? What is that? What is the higher power?
The higher power that I'm referring to is called God or Jehovah or Allah or the Great Spirit.
Okay, so if they're going to seek any of those, how do they do that?
They have to seek within their inner spirit. Everyone has an inner spirit. They have to seek it within their inner spirit. They can also seek it through various spiritual resources that are available. Some are called the Bible. Some are called the Quran. Some are called the Torah. They have to seek it through books that have the foundation that will lead them to the higher power source that is available and accessible to them.
Wow, okay, because I know Philip riding in a chariot, when he was being approached to change his course, he said, well, how can I know if I have no one to teach me? How can I learn? So number one, seek a higher power. Are you saying that a person can contact through various spiritual and religious and other resources, those that can help him learn how to seek out the higher powers? Say he just get up out of his bed one morning, oh yeah, I think I want to do that. Is that what you're saying? That number one, they're to seek out higher power. They are to contact religious organizations, libraries, various other institutions that teach and talk about a higher consciousness, a higher power. Is that what you're referring to as number one?
Yes, that's what I'm referring to as number one, Doc. It's tangible.
Yes.
It's available.
Okay.
It's accessible, and it's reachable.
It's reachable.
Number two.
Okay. Number two. Can you repeat that again?
Identify your gift or skill set. Identify your gift or skill set. It's my belief everyone has a gift, something that they do best or something that they can do best. One has to identify that.
Well, I know I like to sing. I know I like to dance, and I like to do a whole lot of stuff. But you know what? Number two, that is very, very helpful because, you know, I don't think a person, you know, if they're gifted, and everyone, as you said, has a gift, should sit on that gift because your gift is someone's mercy. Your gift is part of someone's salvation. Your gift is like a life raft to those that might have lost their way and that need to know whether it's their last chance or not, that they're going to have to be resourceful enough to survive things that are going to be on their path that could hinder them and stop them from going forward in what they were born to do by their divinity. What is number three? What would be number three?
Number three is perfect your gift. Perfect your gift. Briefly, I remember when I was in high school and I always wanted to be a rhythm and blues singer. I couldn't carry a tune very well, but the gift that I found that I did have was the dance, and I became the best dancer in my high school class. Perfect your gift.
Oh, my God. Well, are you still dancing these days? Are you still dancing, Colonel Harrison?
Not the rhythm and blues dance.
That is so funny. Okay, wow. Wow, I learned something every day. How about number four? What would be number four?
Number four, socialize with positive people. Socialize with positive people.
Okay, when you say socialize, that sounds like a big thing because, you know, America is turning into a cesspool of introverts, meaning that they don't talk. They go to especially the millennials. They don't really talk like they should to family members, friends. They bury themselves in their bedrooms on their cell phones. No one really is going about trying to be social because they have a cell phone sometimes in each hand. And studies are showing that that's a big hindrance, and it is part of the reason for the breakdown of the American family. So when you say socialize, kind of hit us a little heavier with that. Do you mean go out up and down the street seeking friends? Do you seek out organizations that you might want to join? I mean, give us a little bit more impact on that.
Certainly, Doc. Not speaking of social media. Social media is good and bad. Depends upon how it's used. I'm speaking of personal interaction, meeting friends, meeting people that you have things in common with, meeting people that have like mannerisms. You see someone that's up and mobile, someone that's happy, somebody that's cheerful, somebody that's encouraging, and someone that will help encourage you if you're down, if you're depressed, or you need someone to give you a boost. You need to be around people that are achievers, successors, and not arrogant, but humble with it, that can help inspire you. I'm talking about so personal interaction, socializing with people that are ambitious, that are mobile, and doing progressive things that are willing not only to help themselves but help others.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Wow, that really sounds wonderful. It sounds very powerful too as well. Okay, what is number five? We're halfway there. What is the fifth way that
number five is equally important, Doc, and listening audience, and this is the downfall of a lot of people. Don't speak negative things of oneself. Don't speak negative things of oneself. Speak things that will build your inner person up and not tear your inner person down. Build your confidence up and not tear your confidence down. Speak positive things into your own self and your life.
Well, let me ask you this, Colonel Harrison. How easy is that when you turn on the TV, there's negativity. When you walk down the street, there's negativity. When you hear bad news on the radio, that's negativity. I mean, everywhere you turn, even in some of our religious institutions, in the religious institution, you're hearing people walking up in the churches killing people. I mean, there's so much negativity on your right hand and on your left. How do you make that possible?
You make it possible. Number one, number four, socializing with positive people, and also number two, identifying one's skill set. Seek positive resource books, positive resource people, and you'll be less inclined to let the negativity into your soul. Negativity can destroy. Positive things can build up. And I've learned that when I read positive books and I interact with positive people, I find that I have become more inspired and more up with motive and more determined to pursue my goals rather than listen to people who are negative and downtrodden and never doing nothing good, never saying nothing good, never seeing nothing good. You just can't speak things into your life that's negative and expect to succeed positively.
Yeah, right. Now, that makes a lot of sense. But now, the majority of people from coast to coast is sad. They're feeling downtrodden. They think they didn't get in life what they should have. How easy is it to seek out these kind of people, these positive people? Where do these kind of people exist? Because you turn the news on, everyone is sad and sorry. Where do you find these kind of people?
You find them by happenstance, through conversation. There's a remnant of people. There are a few people that are positive, that don't buy into the negativity of the media, the electronic media, the print media, the social media. There are a remnant of people, even in the workplace, for those who work. Seek out that person that seems to be different, that person that seems to do their work and go the extra mile, get to work early, leave work late, seem to have a focus on doing the job and not taking a lot of lunch breaks, coffee breaks on. There are certain indications of people that you can find that have high self-esteem, good self-esteem, that would be good, and you embrace them, and you'll start speaking good things into your soul, and you will become an achiever rather than one to become disillusioned based on the negativity going on around you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Let's move to number six. What is the sixth way that people can really latch on to so that they can
strive to be the best? Strive to be the best you can be. Strive to be the best you can be at whatever it is. And if I may just use an example, the late, great Kobe Bryant. Strive to be the best you can be. He strived to be the best that he could be coming into the National Basketball Association at 18 years of age and ended up being the third all-time scorer in the history of the National Basketball Association. And if the late, great Kobe Bryant can do it, there are others out there that can do it. He had a determination that was beyond the ordinary determination and skill set.
Okay, well, that's a good example there. Number seven, what's the seventh way? And I don't want you to cut me off. I know I'm a talker, but if you cut me off, you're not going to really be able to answer that question.
Respectfully, I never do that, Doc. Number seven is seek to be better. Once you perfect some skills, once you become positive, once you identify your gifts, build on your gifts. Seek to be better than you are, because you will be able to inspire others to also rise above their level of complacency and thinking that they can't be an achiever.
Okay. Explain that a little better than that.
Okay. I have several gifts. One is preaching, one is teaching, one is inspiring, encouraging others. And I realized that I have those gifts. And so to perfect those gifts, to encourage others, I seek positive resources to help strengthen my gifts. And as I strengthen those gifts, it helps to make me more attractive to others to help encourage them and have them tap into their gifts as well. I'm not just stopping at the level that I'm at. I'm seeking always to build above the level where I'm at. I'm at this level, then I'm going to build to a higher level. And that's what one has to seek, because there's no limit to the ability to be an achiever. There's only a limit if we limit ourselves to be a failure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, the world isn't set up for everyone to be an achiever. The higher power, as you mentioned earlier, has said all things are possible to all men. But a lot of people are sitting around saying, you know, I didn't get the gift I think I should have. You know, I didn't get the right break. I didn't really realize years and years ago as a child that I could have been more than I am today. What can we say to those people that feel they have missed the mark and that there's no opportunities left?
If I fail at one thing, and the idea is when we fail, if we have to give up. So if I fail at one thing I pursue, then I can either seek that again or seek something else that I can succeed at. Success is built upon failure. People fail sometimes in that which they try initially, and they don't try it a second or a third or subsequent times, and that's when they truly fail. When you fail at something that you really have a desire and an urge for, try it again and be determined. And at some point in time, you'll be able to tap into what you need, that inner inner strength that will cause you to succeed. So success is built upon failures. And I've learned that in life. Everything I've tried in life, I didn't always succeed. There were some things I really desired. I failed, but I kept trying. And then later I succeeded. And so success is greater than failure once one continues to try and have the perseverance to be determined to succeed.
Oh, my. Let's move on to number eight. What's an eighth way?
Number eight, I hope it blows everybody's mind. And number eight,
excuse me. What is the eighth way that people can learn how to live and survive anything in their past if some of them don't believe in a higher power? I know I believe in a higher power. What could you recommend to people that might be atheists or agnostics? And there's another word that starts with a G. I can't really pronounce it. But what about those people on the, you know, outskirts of what one would call normalcy for living? What advice could you give them if they say, oh, you know, I'm listening, I'm hearing what you're saying, I'm not in a church, you know, I don't believe in a higher source, I don't believe in a higher power. What can I do? Is there any hope for me?
I found people that lock themselves in a certain idiosyncrasies of not believing in this, not believing in that, not believing in the other. They limit themselves, and their potential for success in life will be equated to that which level that they believe or don't believe in. If they don't believe in certain things, their success in life will be limited. If they believe in certain things, particular or higher power, their chances of succeeding are greater. Great men, years gone by, ages past, have tapped in, and it is written that those who believe tend to succeed more so than those who don't believe. And whether they believe in a higher power or not, these men happen to have believed in a higher power. What they call a higher power was their prerogative. You have to believe that there is a supernatural strength that's bigger than, and force is bigger than man, bigger than woman, and bigger than child. If you don't, then you're limiting yourself as to what accomplishments or achievement you might succeed in this particular environment that we call life.
Okay, I think our audience got that. What about 9 and 10? Let's put these two ways together because we have 1 minute to go. What is the final way, the most powerful way, the most desirable way, and the most honorable way that a person can live and survive anything that might hit them head on?
Okay, if you subscribe to the eight that I've shared with you, and the eighth one was never give up, 9 and 10 simply would be pass it on to help encourage others. Pass it on and help encourage others.
And, you know, we need a lot of encouragement. You have women walking, marching. You have men now taking up marching. The 1 million men march. They're mobilizing. People are marching from one end of the earth to another. And that is because they're not satisfied with what's going on in the world in their life, and they don't know they have embarked on their last chance at living. If people, as you said earlier, don't get things together in the way of their finances, their living, their social ideologies, then we're going to continue to have a problem. And, you know, many people really need this global vision for living today. So rather than say this is your last chance, we're going to say, well, what do you do with your last chance? That's going to be the topic for next week. Thank you all so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Marcia Copertino, as you know, and of course, Dr. Reverend William Colonel Harrison. I call him Colonel, but have a nice weekend. We hope you heard something that will inspire your lives and others. Take care, and we'll hope that you visit again next Saturday on the Global Vision for Living Today. Bye-bye.